Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Why is it that to this day, when we see a bedsheet or a towel, something in us wants to tie it around our neck and we stand victoriously in front of the bathroom mirror? We just decimated and destroyed that shower. We are champions. We are superheroes. And we all have a superhero stance. Don't lie. You do. How many times have you tried to bend a spoon with your mind or move something by staring at it? Maybe you think you're a little bit of a Jedi and you can just wave your hand around and open automatic doors. Today, we are going to hear about some amazing people doing extraordinary things. Powers that might be considered unnatural, but are they superpowers? Can humans have them? Can we train ourselves? But more importantly, what do you want in a superpower? Do you want to be able to fly? Do you want to be able to have great strength, maybe catch something on fire? We're all going to find out a little bit more about ourselves. And deep down, we're all going to turn into superheroes. I'm your host, Lee White, and this is the Happy Social Experiment.
It's starting. Okay, deep breath. Here we go. One. Two, three, happy, feeling or showing pleasure or contentment. Social, an informal social gathering, especially one organized by the members of a particular club or group, needing companionship and therefore best suited to living in communities. Experiment, a scientific procedure undertaken to make a discovery, test a hypothesis, or demonstrate a known fact. This is the happy social experiment.
Growing up, I was that typical kid, the one that read comic books and I watched superhero shows. I was fascinated by their powers and skills, and I wanted to imitate them. I'd create my own hero or villain depending on my mood. I would daydream about flying and running and turning invisible, stuff like that. Now, as an adult, I still daydream about flying and running fast, turning invisible. Maybe even teleporting. That way, when I drive to the grocery store, it doesn't take so long for me to drive, and I don't have to deal with the traffic. And God, the people inside the buildings. If I could just teleport and poof, get my stuff and poof, come back. But what if I told you that there are some real people that have done some things that are not common or even natural? Superhuman beings with abilities that defy logic. Mr. Fantastic from the Fantastic Four could stretch and contort his body like a rubber band. Of course, we all thought, can he stretch everything? Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Well, let's introduce Troy James. Troy is a super contortionist. He has the ability to move and bend into things we only see in our nightmares. Imagine that scene in The Exorcist when the girl runs bent over backward down the stairs. Only Troy doesn't need special effects or a safety harness. He can run on all fours, backwards, downstairs. He runs like a feral animal. And this ability to contort has given him roles in multiple horror and sci-fi films, such as The Baba Yaga in Hellboy, Ragdoll on the TV show The Flash, and even a street mongrel in The Strain. Every joint in the human body has a different structure. Ball and socket joints, such as your hips and shoulders, allow us to move our limbs in different directions. Some people, they might have a longer or shorter femoral neck or depth of that socket, and this affects the range of motion. Of course, your age and lifestyle also has the effects on one's flexibility. Now, Troy says that he's always been extremely flexible, ever since he was a baby. Some physicians and fans believe that he might have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome or Marfan syndrome. Both deal with mutations in how the body's muscles function and their flexibility. In some cases, it can be harmful to the person, but Troy's not really worried about that right now. He's more concerned about freaking you out in the movies. Marvel's crime fighter, Daredevil, is blind, and he uses echolocation to sense the world around him and take down the bad guys. As does Daniel Kish. Although Daniel was not a crime fighter, but he was blinded as a child, he had both eyes removed during a battle with retina cancer. But he has so finely tuned his hearing that he can navigate his bike through heavy traffic, climb trees, he can go camping all by himself, he can do whatever he sets his mind to do. His power is echolocation, and to orient himself, Kish clicks his tongue and he listens as the sound bounces off objects around him and returns to his ears at different volumes. Now, bats, dolphins, the beluga whale, they all use a similar technique called biosonar to navigate the oceans. But Kish is so adept at getting around using echolocation that other blind people will hire him to help them get around. That tongue click is everything to him. Kish says the sense of imagery is very rich for an experienced user. One can get a sense of beauty or starkness or whatever from the sound as well as the echo. He is able to distinguish a metal fence from a wooden one by the information returned by the echoes on the arrangement of the fence structures. In extremely quiet conditions, he can also hear the warmer and the duller quality of echoes from wood compared to metal. That is incredible. Since I have read about Mr. Kish, I have, well, closed my eyes or I've worn a sleep mask to quote-unquote blind me. Then I walk around my house making noises. And I fail horribly at this. And I know my house like the back of my hand. And my shins and my toes have all the proof you need. The country Serbia is home for a man named Biba. But let's call him the Electric Man. For you see, Biba has the superhuman ability to withstand enormous amounts of electricity. In 1983, he set the first world record when he took 20,000 volts of electricity without damage. A regular human would be seriously injured by a mere 50 volts. Biba claims to be a conductor, an insulator, a heater, or an accumulator of electricity, depending on what he wants to do. He can also store electricity in his body and then release it at will. For example, touching an alcohol-soaked cloth and catching it on fire. What is even more strange is the fact that scientists are not able to explain why he is able to do the things that he does. Biba has done numerous tests and exams, but with no real solid answers. Some think it might be due to a genetic disorder that he has. See, Biba does not have sweat or salivary glands, or at least they're underdeveloped, so electricity is able to pass through his outer skin and that acts like insulation. Of course, this is all speculation. Biba can boil water, heat, and cook hot dogs just by transferring electricity. Let's just say that his powers are... oh, God. Shocking. That was bad. The other night, I sat down with my friends and we discussed what we would want for superpowers. And after recording this one, I would want to have the superpower of not being tongue-tied. I need to change that. Anyway, check it out.
Sitting around a table, getting people to expose themselves for snacks and laughs.
Okay. So we're talking about superpowers.
Ooh.
Yeah. And what I want to know is if, what would your superpowers be? What would your name be? And would you actually be part of a group, or would you be like an anti-hero type of thing and you'd want to be on your own, like Deadpool, which, by the way, was in a group at one point in time. It's called Uncanny X-Force.
Mm.
Read a book.
Mm. Comic book.
Ba-donch. All right. Thundercat, what do you have?
Yeah. Name, easy. Thundercat. Power. I mean, my first thought is teleportation just because I don't want to have to spend time getting places. You know, how cool would that be?
Exactly that's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, boom, poof, you're at work. Yeah. Boom, poof, you're at the copier.
So you would want that superpower just because of your sheer laziness of driving between places.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. I've talked about...
If you were a superhero, would you have to go to work?
Well, okay. So that comes to the next thing of, like, would you be a part of a group or anything? I'm not positive I would use it. I might not be a force for good.
Like, you might not be fighting crime.
Nah, I'd just be doing my regular stuff.
Mm-hmm. And You'd be selfish if you teleportation.
Yeah, I'd probably keep my power on the DL.
I gotcha.
Just be like, you know, sleeping in late and then poofing to work.
Distilling your jam jams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't have to drive there. Didn't waste all that time.
Yeah. Mumra will be like, why are you coming into work? In your jam jams.
Oh, crap. I'm not in my jam jams. Poof.
And when you poof back in, you'd be like, I showered.
Yeah, see? But there wouldn't be any time travel element, so it would still be like 15 minutes later, I would emerge and be like, I was like this the whole time.
Yeah. Just poofing around.
Yeah.
Poof. I can already see the comic panel with you going poof. But see, what I would think is that you would say it and then it would go poof.
Yeah, it's like bat.
Yeah.
But I have to say poof.
Yes. Poof.
And then I show up. Mm-hmm. I've been arguing for a light rail system between this county and the next county.
Would you say a monorail?
A monorail, if
a
you
monorail.
Will. Monorail, maybe with some opossums. And if I didn't have to physically drive myself from one county to the next, I could sit on the train, I could be reading, I could be answering emails, I could be doing any number of things if I wasn't sitting behind the wheel of a car driving for 20, 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I think you just want to work in a city.
No. I mean, I do work in a city.
I know.
So,
city where you take the subway.
Look,
no.
Her goal for retirement is in a wheelchair.
Absolutely. Hands down.
But she doesn't want to actually lose the use of her leaning limbs.
No.
I just want a jazzy chair.
I just want somebody else to have to do it for me.
Teleportation would cut down on that a lot, like 90%.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of the walking.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Walking is for chumps.
It is true. You can just poof yourself away.
Yeah. Poof. Poof. Shower. Yeah.
It's kind of making me rethink mine.
What's yours?
Mm. The ability to fly.
Okay, see? Similar.
Yep. I'm trying to think of the benefits of being able to fly versus being able to just transport yourself somewhere.
It's more fun.
What type of speed of flying?
Pretty fast. Like, not like the Flash, like fast, but like...
Well, he runs.
Well, yeah.
We talking like Concorde fast?
We talking like that Blue Jay's pretty slow.
Like, I mean, you know how fast Superman can go, but like he can adjust down.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
He can turn back.
Like, would you be visible?
Probably.
Okay.
Funny you said that, because that's kind of like, I'm sitting here thinking like, do I have to pick one? Because of all the superheroes, Superman's always kind of been my thing because...
He's got all the stuff.
He can fly. He's got heat vision. He's got super strength. He has
X-ray vision as well.
Yeah.
You can see boobies.
He can look at boobies.
Just like this.
He can do all of those things.
Nice rack, Lois.
All at the same time. So he's always been the one, like, if I had to be a superhero, like, clearly that's who I would be.
He has a lot of powers.
So, but serious answer.
Were we limited to just one power?
I think it was power, not hero.
He didn't say power. Powers. If you had superpowers, what would they be?
I think a good power to have would be to be able to function like optimally, maximum efficiency on fewer hours of sleep. Like say you take a 1 hour power nap and then you're like 23 hours. Yeah. You've got like full sleep.
Okay, so you're saying that your superpower is a power nap.
But Superman also has ice breath.
Your 8 hours of sleep and condense it to 1 hour or 30 mm-hmm. minutes, or like just go into your sleep chamber, and then you come out and you're like,
you do, and you can be like your best self.
Yeah.
All of those 24 hours.
Because think about, like, I don't know that Darth Vader's a superhero, but like.
He is.
So
doesn't work on the right side yet.
Where did he sleep? Did he just sleep sitting up in that thing?
He's like Chuck Norris. He waits.
What?
He was in that ball, you know.
Right, but would he sleep in there? Was he snoring?
In space. Days are 3 years in space, so you don't sleep.
Okay.
I've never thought about Darth Vader having to sleep.
He was a human being to begin with, and science doesn't understand, but they do know that human beings have to sleep for some reason. I think so.
So, you know, I've always thought that, like, you know, these all sound well and good, mm-hmm. but just think about, like, if you could just shoot spaghetti from your fingers, because, like, all of these things are awesome, but then, like, someone cuts in front of you in traffic, mm-hmm. or puts their cart in front of you in a store, and then you just
shoot spaghetti,
Their face.
Shoot spaghetti at them?
See, you saw me, I just made dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not eating it. It's more just in people's faces.
I mean, you could eat it, though.
You could eat it, yeah.
Just
but
some
also,
sauce and be
so
like,
would your name be like Carbo sauces. Load?
It'd be Man.
Is that what your name would be?
It'd be Mansketti.
Mansketti. Mansketti. That's. Would you have meatballs with that?
Like kids at school giving me lip, didn't do their homework. Mm-hmm. You don't have your homework. Spaghetti face.
You just got spaghetti.
You just got skettied.
Yeah.
By the way, most of us are drinking rum. Okay.
There's also, and I don't know if you guys can hear this, there's a lot of coyotes outside yipping right now.
Yeah.
Mm. We've been having some coyote trouble lately in the neighborhood.
Is there a roadrunner anywhere around?
I don't know.
Mm. Y'all.
Wile E. Coyote, super genius.
Where I grew up, there were many roadrunners. They're not as big as the cartoon leads you to believe.
Well,
like, the scale. The scale is way off as far as, like, coyote to roadrunner ratio. They're, like, this big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're sizable birds as far as, like, height, but they're not.
They're not bigger than the coyote.
They're not, like, 6 foot tall.
Yeah, Mel Blanc, he took a lot of...
Yeah, there were
like an ostrich size.
Liberties.
Yeah. Meep, meep.
Meep, meep. But but they are fun. They do run very fast, and they run across the road.
Do they stick their tongue out?
Never saw. Got bad vision. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Plus, maybe that could be your superhero, being able to see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Peter, so he was talking about heaven the other night, and I was like, yeah, dude, I'm just straight up looking real forward to being able to hear and see.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. I would, I'd like to be invisible.
That's the nosiest superpower.
I call it,
curious?
The curious. The curious superpower. Or the one of where I can, actually achieve my degree.
The subtle superpower.
Yeah, the subtle social superpower.
Hashtag goals.
Yeah, hashtag goals. Hashtag goals 2023.
Hashtag translucent.
Yes. You know, because I can't tell you how many times I've said, man, if I was a fly on the wall. But I don't want to be a fly.
No.
You don't want to be the fly.
We've seen how that ends.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. Yeah, normally it ends up being stuck to your window there.
Yeah. That's bad news. Or,
that's not a window. That's a light.
Yep. It's fly tape.
Yeah, rum.
Rum.
Yeah.
Diddly dum dum.
Hashtag rum.
Hashtag.
But no, I would love to be invisible. And I would do it for myself.
Would you have a cloak? Like invisibility cloak, like Harry Potter?
No. I would just be like Invisible Woman, where I just...
You could
like
just a ring, turn it like Frodo? Invisible. Like a Frodo ring?
No, because I'm not going Lord of the Rings here.
Like some paint that you would paint on your body? Like you would turn just you invisible? Like invisible paint?
Be able to think yourself invisible. You wouldn't have to have a prop to turn yourself.
Would
invisible.
You have to shout, invisible?
Of course.
That would kind of give of away course. Your cover, though.
Yeah.
If you're like,
I heard invisible, and then he wasn't there anymore.
It's really weird.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be funny, though, if I turned invisible and all my clothes fell off.
Mm.
Yeah. Just you, not your clothes.
So it'd be like a Hulk thing.
Yeah. It's always been a question. Like, yeah. You know, what happens to the clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they come with you just because, or?
Yeah. So then you'd have to stay invisible all the way home.
Yeah. When I poof,
the downside.
Do I poof with clothes?
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Or do you show up naked where you're going?
Right. So, like, do I have to preload some clothes? Do I just poof into the bathroom at work and, like, you're in the
dressing room? Well, if I'm invisible.
Your power, you can.
Okay. Say I'm invisible and I want to, like, double decker somebody's commode.
Upper decker. I mean, you could
I say, double decker?
You could, I mean,
upper decker.
If you double decker, though, you put one in the chamber.
You gotta have two on deck.
I could. I could. I'd be like, I could do one in the water.
Yeah.
Well, actually, both have
water. They both have water.
Yeah. So I do one in the
tank,
and then one in the commode.
Yeah.
And then it'd be like, flush, and then, oh my God, where's this other?
Where'd that turd come from?
Where'd the turd come from?
It's a double decker.
It's a double decker baby roof. That's exactly what's going on there.
It's $1,000 grand. $100 grand.
No.
No?
It's a baby roof.
It's a baby. How many peanuts are you eating?
I eat a lot of peanuts.
Wait, am I thinking of a payday?
A payday?
I'm thinking of a payday. I always get paydays and baby roofs mixed up.
They're completely different.
There's a lot of peanuts involved.
Paydays have a lot of peanuts.
And no chocolate.
And no chocolate.
Okay.
I don't like either one.
I like
mean, they're fine, but...
Communist.
Get, like, Snickers, sure. That's an appropriate amount of peanuts, because there's a bunch of caramel in there.
I don't know, man. Sometimes you want a payday.
No, sometimes you want a Snickers.
Yeah, yeah,
and
but...
And sometimes you just want, like, a Heath bar, because they're delicious.
No.
And there's no nuts.
I mean, that's fine.
No, well, it's all toffee.
You know what I want?
And it's delicious.
Sometimes. Zero.
A zero bar?
You eat zero bars?
Ooh,
I used to eat those when I was little.
That's a superpower in itself.
Zero bars.
What is it? It's white chocolate, almonds, and nougat.
And nougat.
Milky Way.
Okay. This is going to be the graphic designer snob of me. I will not eat a zero bar because I think the packaging sucks.
The silver label?
The silver label.
With the blue writing?
Yeah, it's not. It's black. It's a dark
blue. No, it's dark blue. It's blue and silver.
You should... Trust me, I've actually eaten it versus...
I've eaten plenty of zero.
Mm-hmm.
So are you eating anything at all?
Maybe that's the idea. It's like it,
and now I'm wondering, why was it named Zero?
Exactly.
Maybe, oh, there was something.
Was it like,
I feel like that was its tagline, but I don't know,
like,
what it was.
Zero, like any other candy
zero
bar.
Taste, zero anything, zero happiness.
Zero chocolate involved.
Yeah. What is this white substance?
What is this? It actually is not chocolate at all.
It's some kind of coating.
It's just sugar.
Yeah.
It's just sugar and butter.
Yeah, it's a dark blue.
See?
Yeah.
And a other
blue. What's wrong? That's a good label, man.
It is not a good label.
Let me tell you why.
It's not appetizing.
You know why it's a good label? Because I remembered it 100%.
Mm-hmm. Do candy bars have anything to do with superheroes?
Shut up, Thundercat.
No, that's Thundercat.
No, I'm Thundercat.
Yeah, I know. I would never tell you to shut up. And you didn't tell me your secret, your superhero name.
Oh, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just straight up.
That's already taken.
Well, it's fine.
So is Thundercat.
Not in that sense.
No, not individually.
Manschetti is not taken.
Manschetti is far enough.
What about yours?
Glass.
Glass. Oh, because you're
invisible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of glass.
See that, so, like, will people see reflections?
Do you get smudges?
Do you get a little hazy?
I do get a little hazy.
Oh, yeah. Like
sometimes when they fog up on me.
Do you fog up?
They write on me.
Aside from people hearing you shout invisible, is there any other like telltale signs that you're actually there?
Oh, no. I guess glass would not be the right way.
Vapor.
No.
I'm a glass.
Man visible.
Man visible.
Why not glass? What's wrong with glass?
Well, no, because there is the reflections and the fogging and all that.
You don't want to have those things.
No, I don't want to have that. I don't want somebody to be that typical Scooby Doo.
Manslucent!
Manslucent.
That's good.
Yeah.
You just.
If I was trans, I could go transparent. Okay.
You just want to be like.
Wait.
Like, you really don't want to be.
Yeah, what you're
able to be like.
You don't want to be a substance.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to be detected.
Yeah.
So you want to be non-existent.
If somebody had some kind of like meter.
I mean, could, almost a ghost type.
Could
of
they
situation.
Pick up your electromagnetic?
Phantom.
That's already
the phantom.
The ghost.
Yeah.
Plasma. Well, man.
Billy, I'm going plasma man.
Hang on.
Billy
Zane.
Zane. Mm. Yeah, Billy Zane was the phantom.
Are you talking about the guy from Titanic?
Yes. There was also a movie called The Phantom. And
yeah,
the Phantom.
And can we say that since those references are so old and obscure that maybe you could just go ahead and be the Phantom and Billy Zane wouldn't care?
A real man.
Well,
makes
no,
his own
Billy Zane wouldn't care because Titanic. The Phantom has been around since at least the 50s.
The Phantom knows.
Okay,
he was a superhero?
You should just be the
chump.
I'm saying. Vapor.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
Condensation.
If you think about it.
I am condensation.
Man vapes a lot.
The vape man.
Vape man.
Don't get addicted to
the vape man.
Melania Trump was against the vape man.
See? Super subtle.
Well, no. Melania Trump could be my nemesis. She didn't care.
She's kind of... And neither... Do you?
No, not really.
That's where Jacket said. It said, I really don't care. Do you?
Actually, that's my logo. Vapor. I really don't care.
Okay, so I have a question for Vape Man.
Okay.
What would you be hoping to gain from your invisibility powers, like within environments that you
Man, can? I would gather so much crap on people. I'd write books.
Oh.
And that
is
how I get my New York Times bestseller.
You'd
hashtag
steal stuff,
goals.
Wouldn't you?
You'd hashtag
go to stores
full circle.
And steal stuff.
Would you think people just see stuff floating through?
Yeah,
or if you put it
say,
in your invisible like coat,
right.
Would it turn
how
invisible?
Yeah.
See, I think it's funny. You think I have an invisible clothing.
But
yeah, we've
but
already established
so
that I wouldn't
you,
have
are,
invisible clothing.
Are you
okay,
nude?
So then you're just naked. So
yeah, I'm naked.
You're naked in Walmart.
Yeah.
So but you can't steal stuff.
Because you can't see
Wait, no. Could he keister things and steal them?
Keister?
pick them up.
Okay, look. Look, we've already established that
he might, I might get the diabetes.
We might get the beatus. My butt is not that big.
I think all of our butts can contain a zero bar. Just...
So you'd be in.
I would never put a zero bar up my butt.
Zero zeros.
Zero zeros.
I think the invisibility cloak would help out a lot.
Yeah, I feel like that might be necessary.
It would just solve a lot of problems.
Okay. You would go to like political situations. Like you would have been at the presidential inauguration.
Oh, in a heartbeat. Yeah.
You would
just
you
naked.
Would...
So you would be there naked.
So yeah. Cold. No mittens.
No mittens. Naked, no sitting like burning. Naked, nothing like that. No.
And invisible.
Yeah.
Just in some places.
Yeah.
What do you do when people bump into you?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's their problem.
Or are you like, do they pass through you like a ghost? If you're actually like a
ghost.
No,
they bump into me because I just think funnier.
Are you...
Because then it'd be funny if I go, ha, Mitch McConnell, I touched you with my junk.
Right. I was just going to ask.
Like, you just put it on his face.
Yeah, I just like...
During the scenario... Just put it up against...
And he's on the camera going, stop it, stop it, stop it.
Why is that warm?
Are you erect?
No.
During these scenarios.
No, and none of us. Well, unless the breeze is right.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to say the clothes need to I mean, it's your...
You want me to have modesty. Stands. I understand.
Well, are you erect?
I just think that it's your superpower, so you should be comfortable.
Right. And, so if I poof, so I would like to poof with clothes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, see, yours would make more sense because
if no one can see you, would you really be more comfortable with clothes on still?
If it's freaking cold out, yeah.
But who would care then? Nobody's thinking that air temperature would bother me if I was invisible.
You are still existing in a place where the temperature is below what is comfortable for a human body.
Well, I would be in between the veil. It's not winter all the time.
All right, whatever.
Oh, so you're in between, like, living and dead?
Well, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
That's not what I would. I was just thinking about, like,
I think all
like, what if you were just vibrating at a different frequency that we couldn't see?
That's like the Flash. Or that thing that he...
Oh,
that
yeah, when he was able to do the time thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That bad guy Flash.
Yeah, Zoom.
Yeah.
Zoom. Was it Reverse Flash or Dr. Zoom?
I quit watching.
Made it totally
if somebody can answer that question, Dr. Zoom or Reverse Flash?
Did that like saw thing with his hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, and able to break through time.
I was real dedicated for the first several seasons of Arrow, and then I watched the first few seasons of Flash, and then they had like 7 shows, and I was like, ooh, can't keep up with this.
Yeah. It just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was real cute too, but we didn't watch.
Yeah, and that's why we went to Seinfeld for nine seasons and 21 days.
Yep.
2021 goals.
Yep.
That's what
Seinfeld.
Just check marking those things off the list.
That's what Wonder Woman and I did.
Yep.
I think we should just call her Pro Woman, Professional Woman.
Yes.
How about Strong Woman?
Strong woman.
I like strong woman.
Woman strong.
Hashtag.
Strongman.
Sounds like a movement.
Wong.
You have to see.
I worked with a lady and her name was Bronwyn. Mm-hmm. And it was a beautiful name. But it is.
Mm-hmm.
But she was also a big gal. Like not, she was just like, she was like 6 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
And she was sturdy and I felt like she could break me. Well, she was, and she had this bright red hair, and she scared me. And so it was really incongruous for her to have this name that I thought was so pretty and beautiful, and then she scared me.
Hmm.
It didn't match.
So nope.
Right.
Nope, Bronwyn. If we may digress for just a moment.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure we haven't digressed yet.
No, not at all.
There's a lot of dead grass around here.
Dead grass. My dad used to have a question. We'd be riding in the truck, and he'd be like, so, if you had to eat a dog shit sandwich, how much would it take? Like, how much money would they have to pay you to eat a dog shit sandwich? And you're sitting there, and you're like, well, I don't know. And he's like, okay, well, here are the terms. So you can feed the dog whatever you want leading up to the sandwich. So, like,
sandwich.
Given that, how much would it take? I landed on $1,000.
Really? $1,000?
I was six. More than
that. I'm looking at the Mega Million thing right now going, I want to buy a ticket. I'm not eating a shit sandwich.
You get to feed the dog whatever you want.
No, I don't care. It would be more than $1,000.
I was 6 years old and I thought, you know what? I'd do it for $1,000.
I'm sure you thought $1,000 was a lot. All the money in the world.
Yeah.
Well, in Arkansas, it is.
It is. It still is with inflation.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it'd be like, man, I don't know. I feel like I might do it for 10 grand, but even that's still iffy for me.
10 grand?
I'm going to tap out.
You get to pick the dog, you get to pick the shit.
There's at least seven. There's at least seven
figures?
Numbers there. Figures, yeah.
Yep. Like after the decimal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least seven.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I've eaten some crazy things, but it's not my superpower. I can't.
Bring it back around.
Yeah. Yep. I can't. Eating dog poo. Even
I mean, Bonnie seemed to enjoy it just fine.
Even if
so.
It's in, you know, whole wheat bread is not going.
She's just doing it.
You
willingly.
Can put whatever else you want on the sandwich.
Wait. How old does this poo have to be?
No. You pick it. It can be old. It can be fresh. You pick the dog. You pick the shit.
You're talking about dried up. It's probably not as bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
with you.
I know there's some gray poo in our yard.
Mm-hmm. It's probably
not
just
that I'm going to go eat it right now.
No.
My stomach full of white stuff. You pull this on me?
It's old. It's crumbs. It's pretty innocuous. It's been rained on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Snowed on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rained on. Snowed on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
See, you're thinking about it.
I am thinking about it.
You're trying to figure out how to make it possible so you get the payday.
Yeah.
Can I crush it up into something and then
make
it
the sandwich?
Oh, you could mix that up into
like, I can do like a poo tuna salad.
Now there is an amount of poo that needs to be involved. Like, you know, but you make the sandwich.
Okay.
So if you need to grind it up, you know, do whatever you want with it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I can't believe she's bringing you around.
I know. I'm kind of surprised myself.
Mm-hmm. It's, yeah.
You should go into politics. Or better yet, you should go into law.
Foreshadowing.
Yes. She is going to be her own Allie McBeal.
Nice.
Poo sandwich.
Poo sandwich.
I don't understand how superhero powers ended up being poo sandwiches.
We
but
were
I guess
about
you
the
have
dog.
To have a superpower and able to sit there and go, okay, so it's a dog shit sandwich. Would I? No. Could I? Maybe. And then I guess it turned into may I?
Right. Yeah.
May I eat this old dog shit? Anyway.
I can source you some if you want to.
Oh, no, I have plenty around my yard.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got some in my decorative grasses.
I mean, does it have to be from our dog?
No.
Could it be like
any dog?
Could it be like the size of that dog
there? You pick the dog, you pick the shit. That's the rules.
Yeah, but, okay, here, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What about the size of it? Like, do you just pick like a chihuahua and you have this itty bitty little turd like in this sandwich full of other
stuff? I think
stuff?
You need
or
to.
Does it have to be a proportional amount?
Now, as I recall, it needs to be a whole one. It's not like you can pick like a little.
It's like a whole poop, but like
no,
a whole poop
could
from an itty bitty dog.
I think that's fair. I think that's game. I think you pick the tiniest dog you
can
find.
Well, then yeah, 10,000, sure. Because I could find an itty bitty dog.
Itty bitty turd.
Itty bitty turd.
It'd be a puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like.
All right, you've put an entire new game field.
See?
Okay, no, but what if we're talking about like a barely born puppy, like the kind of poop that a mother dog licks off of
you
its rectum?
I think it needs to be. I think you have to. It has to qualify in the dog category, not in the its eyes aren't open, it can't walk category.
Can it still be a puppy though? A Chihuahua puppy.
Okay, look, you had a dog with only one eye.
Yeah.
It could barely walk.
Yeah. I've seen Chihuahua puppy poops that are no larger than a penis. Peanut.
Peanut.
A penis peanut.
A peanut.
The same size.
A peanut's penis.
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Peanut has a lot to talk about.
So you put that on a sandwich, you barely even taste it's there.
Right. The penis, or the peanut?
The peanut.
Or the peanut.
The penis peanut.
The poop.
In that scenario, you have to also put the dog's penis on the sandwich.
What if it's a female dog?
Look, I'm not doing red lipstick.
Old Red Rocket.
Red Rocket. Yeah, I was just...
You're welcome.
Hey, you thanks. Know? Thanks for that. So what? No, I don't want to go any farther.
Musings from the truck.
Musings from the truck. That could be your story.
Yeah.
That will get me the New York Times bestseller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So would you join a superhero group or a supervillain group?
Neither. I'd like to remain anonymous. I don't want anybody to know I have any sort of a power.
Yeah.
If I'm sticking with the whole, like, I can poof places thing, I'll just keep it to myself.
Yeah. FYI, you have George Costanza glasses.
Mm.
Okay, so...
Superhero group?
Yeah. Why a superhero group?
I just think there'd be some coordination of activities, like, you know, flying places.
Shuffleboard.
Getting stuff done.
Shuffleboard.
Yeah. Fun, you know, maybe some Goodwill thrown in there.
Oh, you're going to Goodwill with the Justice League.
I'm just saying, like...
You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back.
No, there could be some
help me move his sofa so I can take it to Goodwill.
Well, I mean, there's other powers involved, so, yeah.
Right, laser eyes.
Yeah.
Laser eyes, yeah.
Yeah, we're giving laser surgery.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So you laser just want to fly, period. Just fly.
Cyberknife.
Fly, and then have cyberknife. Other things, you know.
Fly, and then there's other things? Wait, what?
Well, there's the short, you know, the short sleep span. That was the other
Right.
Yeah. Short sleep span.
But then, you know.
Unlike Pasta Boy here.
Maybe super strength.
Yeah.
Included.
I would think there'd have to be some.
Has to be a reason, you know, a purpose for the flying.
Yeah. I saw this thing on TikTok that was, but his superpower was inconvenience.
Might be every child's superpower.
Yeah.
Like friend, every toddler.
Our friend Jenna, aka Nail Wizard. That's her superpower. She's a nail wizard. She's a superpower.
That's a superpower.
Yeah. But she sent me a TikTok video of inconvenience. So it goes through and the guy is like, that's a stupid power. And he's like, oh, I got a rock in my shoe. And he takes the rock out and he's like, oh, I got another rock in my shoe. And then
is that a power?
And then he gets a bubble gut and the inconvenience man goes, that's awfully inconvenient. Yeah. Follow me on TikTok. I don't have one. Well, I mean, I do, but it's not for this. Or do I? Crap, I don't know.
See if you can find it.
I don't tick and I don't talk.
So would you be in a group?
I had it.
Or did you say no?
I probably wouldn't be in a group. I'm a freelance contractor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a mercenary.
My pasta powers would be a group activity.
Would yours?
No, you would be with some sort of like Feed the World company.
Yeah.
He's cloudy with a chance of meatballs all the way.
If I was part of a super group, it would be like Mansketti and then like Pizza the Sauce.
Or Captain Primavera.
Parmesan the cheese. I don't know.
Yeah.
All Italian foods?
Yeah.
They'd have to be.
And then it's just that one weird guy.
Some kind of Italian?
Yeah.
It's just that one weird guy. You go, and that's Alfredo.
Or no, like one guy's... is like burritos.
Yeah.
And so it's like he's like the, you know.
That's my brother, Fajita.
Yeah. It's like, what? Where did he get his superpower?
And then they all just give side eye to the mailman.
Yeah, right. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is going downhill. And Mansketti has already put his head down a few times.
Right? Several times.
So we'll go ahead and call it a up, up, and way. That doesn't make any sense either. I need more rum. All right. See you in a minute. Bye.
Away.
Mansketti. I could see that. I mean, seriously, I am a fan of spaghetti, and to have somebody running around being able to spray spaghetti all over the place, that would just be... that might be ideal in my world. Well, that's it. That's it for the first episode of 2021. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. Share it with friends and family and all of that good stuff. And we'll see you on the flip side. All right, babies. See you later. Bye.
Thanks for joining and listening. Click the subscribe button and follow us on Twitter at HSEPC and Instagram at Happy Social Experiment. If you have comments, questions, or want to share a story, email us at happysocialexperiment@gmail.com. Later, taters.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.